are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
All right, y'all. It's the best episode.
Oh, this is my favorite. This is all your guys' favorite clips in one episode.
Yes. Relive everything from season two, from fucking your sugar baby best life. I mean, that episode changed me as a person.
Oh, the sugar baby? It's destroyed my whole world. I'm so confused as to why I'm working so hard. As a mom, I should be getting things handed to me.
Yes, so we're going to get a little from that. What else, Trey?
I think Fifi Toe Cum was fucking jolting, right? The fetish episode. You want a little piece of the fetishes to pour some of that?
Oh, my God.
So funny.
We're going to relive it all right now. Get a White Claw out and...
Woos and White Claws.
Yeah, and enjoy this episode. You know, 2019 has been a great year. We are so looking forward to 2020, spending 2020 with you. It's season three is going to be a sick joke. We love you guys.
I love it.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever. What else do people
Christmas
celebrate?
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Done. We surveyed all the male listeners, and we had all of our female listeners send their boyfriends, their husbands over.
It was so funny because people are like, my girlfriend's making me do this. I was like, the same girlfriend who made you watch Jerseylicious.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Dave Chappelle once said that men only want four simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Suck his dick, yep. Play with his balls,
okay.
Fix him a sandwich,
yep.
And don't talk so much.
Sounds accurate as fuck. That, when you asked me what men want, so, those were like the things that came first to my brain, but I didn't want to be like sexist and be like, that's all men want. But Dave Chappelle said it, so I'm going with it.
Yeah, so are men really that simple? So we surveyed the audience, Steve Harvey style. I have not shown Tracy these answers, okay?
Is this what you're handing me?
Yeah.
Okay.
To this survey. How many pages do you have there?
I want to say 17. Okay, I'm gonna skim through it.
I want you to
But on the first page alone, I see.
What do you notice, first of all?
First of all, one word answers.
Okay, so
you don't have much to say, guys.
What I surveyed, and the survey said, what do men want?
Guys, there's three pages of just one word answers. Okay, hold on.
I'm
gonna read you just the first page. Sex, head, morning sex, blowjobs, pussy. Don't talk so much.
Oh,
a sandwich.
My God.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
I want you guys to know this is not
made
up. I have
17 pages of this. We're going to take pictures of it.
Keep
it's
going.
It's highlighted. Oh, you want me to? Oh, you want more?
Yeah.
Sex and food. Wake me up in the morning to head. Hold on. Oh, we have one human in the world. The right person. Wow, I'm shocked.
The right person. Yeah,
and then after that, sex. In caps all the time. Other sex, sex, sex. Don't be so crazy. Give me sex. Blowjobs and beer.
Blowjobs and
a
beer.
A gaping wet hole to slap my pork sword into. Sex. When I tell you I cannot make this shit.
Stop.
Who says pork sword? Me and Jessica would never have said something like this. Is fucking insane.
Pork sword.
A clean house. Sex, sex, dinner. Morning sex, sex and dinner. Oh, okay. So you want food and sex. Got it. I wasn't getting that from this. Money. Men want to sleep peacefully alongside their significant other and not have to worry about her hair ending up in his butt crack when they wake up. That's what men want. You guys, you are fucking deep. Let me tell you.
I can't. This can't be me.
I want all the power. Okay. Some guy goes, I want all the sex. Okay. A girl that will laugh with you and is able to hold her liquor. I mean, good point, man.
I like that one.
I like the hold her liquor thing. They don't know what they want. Some guy so eloquently posts blowies. What a
Tracy.
Fucking hero. What a goddamn superhero right there. Not doesn't even have blowjob in him. He just wants blowies.
And by the way, we surveyed over 100 people here. Oh,
this is all. I'm
Keep
going through pages.
Keep going.
Loyalty and blowjobs. Well, hand in hand. I mean, sex,
true.
Loyalty, food, sex, morning head. Again, you guys love the morning head. Don't know what it is.
I should probably get on that, huh? I don't want to wake up in the morning.
Alone time, blowjob, sandwiches, food.
Alone time.
Alone time.
What do men want? Alone time. Yeah.
For our wife to leave the house and give us me time. in quotes, me.
Oh, my God.
Loyalty, sex, food, peace and quiet. Don't talk so much. Blowjobs while playing video games. Blowjobs while playing video games. So not only you want to be a fucking 30-year-old something tool who doesn't leave the house, but you want me to blow you at the same time that you're going back in time and centuries worth of knowledge and education. You want to just go back in time. And on top of it, blowies. Cool.
I cannot think of anything more boring.
Sex and silence. That one's my favorite. You guys are topping them. You guys are fucking topping them. It's amazing. This is the most amazing thing I've ever read.
Let me see.
Take it. I'm done. Here. One fell on the floor. I'm done with it. I can't. I feel like I just read into the simple minds of like Neanderthals.
How old are you?
I am going to be 33.
What a sexy, perfect age.
Yeah. It's like the 30s are so exciting.
Yeah.
They are. I think every year gets better, especially when you're doing this.
Yeah. Whoa. You're making this really intriguing. Like, and we just started talking. Okay.
So how does one, like, become a sugar baby? Like, how long have you been a sugar baby?
Okay. Let me think back. I started doing this. In my case, it's kind of rare, too, because I've really had only... mostly like the same sugar daddy for years and years. And I started doing this about 7 years ago. And he's really good. I mean, he pays for everything. He bought me a car, pays for my rent. I mean, I don't do too much because he's just so good to me with everything. But I met him actually by chance when I was out one night. And he told me he didn't like my car and he thought I needed a better vehicle.
Wow. I'm fucking shooketh.
What a man. Wait, yeah. Okay, hold on. So let me just rewind for a second here because I really need to like put myself in your shoes. So you're out at a restaurant one night and some guy's like pickup line is that you need a better car. At first were you like, okay, whatever, like who's this guy? Like who the hell is he? Or did you know right away that he had money?
I had a lot of friends actually that are more based on the West Coast that, you know, do this a lot. And they're constantly out, like, with rich guys at, like, all the hot spots in, like, Beverly Hills. And, you know, they would always have, like, nice, like, bags and shoes and, like, you know, guys always taking care of them, always on private jets. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I want that stuff. Like, why can't I do that? It's a little bit different here than in California. I think people have a lot more money out there and are more willing to drop it on superficial things. But I was like, you know what? So then, you know, I started copying kind of what my friends were doing, like, in a way. I kind of started to watch, like, what they did. And, you know, and, like, they taught me a lot, too. They told me, you know, to attract, like, a guy like that, you want to try and, like, you want to look a certain way that you think, like, a guy with money wants you to look. And I was, you know, I was really close. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
Me and Tracy are looking at each other. Our eyes are bulging out of our heads.
I wanted to learn from my friends, you know, what they were doing. And they kind of, one of my friends took me under her wing and she was like, you know, if you want to attract one of those guys, you have to, you know, look a certain, you have to look like one of the girls that they would want to be seen out with. So I got a nice bag, I got a nice pair of heels, and I started hanging out in like better places.
Mm-hmm. It's genius. Why
absolutely
are we not doing
genius.
This? Why am I going to the pub? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay, so you said like, So name brand designer,
because they know that
I bought my first designer bag myself. So I got a little Louis Vuitton bag and like a nice pair of heels because the whole thing is that you want to look like, you know,
like guys want you.
Right. Right. And you also want to look, you know, you don't want to look like you're looking for a sugar daddy, but there's certain ways to identify them when you're out. Well, they're looking for a certain type of girls too.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Wait, tell us right
how
now.
How do you identify a sugar daddy?
Okay, well, I'll give you an example because this is where you can meet a lot of them. Rail Steakhouse in New Jersey.
What?
BRB on the way.
I have such inner rage for this right now. I am so jealous that, yeah, it's crazy. I spent a lot of his money. I'm like, damn, somebody hand me a credit card.
And like, I wonder if this guy, he's a like a professional, like he has a really good job, right? Obviously.
Uh-huh. Yes, he does.
Can we know his profession?
He's a surgeon.
Oh, sexual. So, you know, I'm just wondering if one day he met somebody and fell in love, like what if she, you know how What if someone new was like, it's one thing when you meet an older sugar daddy who's been married for years and the wife gets it and she's in on it. But I'm just curious if he ended up falling in love, like what would happen? Do you know what I mean? Or if he knows, does that ever happen to sugar babies? Like you're like, oh, fuck, my sugar daddy just fell in love and now some stupid hoe is coming in and like
taking all my damn money on everything.
You know what? That is a good question, too, because I have thought about that before. But there was one point in time, you know, a couple of years ago when I was stupid and I thought I was in love with somebody else, which, by the way, never go with someone for love. It doesn't get you anywhere. I had told my sugar, like, if he wanted me to break it off my sugar daddy, the fact that I even consider that makes me sick right now. But I was thinking about it and I said, you know, I have been seeing somebody. And he said, I made a promise that I would always support you and that's not going to change.
Whoa. Drink.
Okay, I'm drinking. Hold on.
We got to take a drink.
I'm going to drink too now.
Yeah, drink.
I'm literally chugging red wine from a besties glass over here. Like, what's happening? Like, are most sugar babies having sex or is it just like oral or is it just like hooking up or is it just like,
or is it just a companionship
thing? what is the level and do you get paid more like if you're having sex with him, is he like listen like I'm gonna like, or is it just like whatever, I'm paying for everything anyway?
I have sex with him, yeah, we don't really have sex that much because we don't hang out that much, it's more of a companionship. So that's
you fucking win at
Tracy.
Life. She's winning at
Tracy.
Life.
We need to be sugar babies.
We're like, this oh my amazing. God, can we go back to high school and tell our teachers, like, fuck this, we decided
to teach a course on being a sugar baby.
Oh, this is so
this
great.
This is incredible. I went to Dr. Walter without Tracy because, just listen to me, because what I wanted to
I'm angry.
What I wanted to do is not like your 10-minute nose job where you could, like, get a nose job and just, like, be out in public. I needed like a few like days to heal. Turns out I need a lot more than a few days to fucking heal. Okay,
I'm nervous.
I've done some like, I've done crazy beauty shit. Like I've had my lips done so bad, they were so swollen or they were touching my nose. I've had like crazy bruises. I'm not afraid to like go out in public looking fucked up. Like I'll go out there with a nose job cast. I don't give a fuck. I did not leave my
house. Where is this going,
Tracy? For 7 days.
What? When I was away?
I didn't even want to walk the dog. I was mortified, okay? I could not look Dennis in the eye, okay? It was so bad. So I got injections in my neck.
The fuck?
Listen, it's
does
called,
that
it's,
mean?
Wait, it's called Kybella. And what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to like kill any fat in your neck and it's like permanent. So you're like, oh, cool. This is like a kind of a cool thing. So, and Dr. Walter's the best and she's done it herself and she loved her results and she showed me pictures of her before and after and she's like a cute little tiny thing and it just defines your like jawline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, why not? I'm addicted to all this shit. Let's do it. She's like, okay, so there's going to be swelling. I'm like, okay. She's like, you want to make sure you don't have any events.
I'm literally like, scared.
I'm like, okay, try.
Are you showing me like pictures right now?
Oh, yeah. The best way to describe it is, have you ever seen Itch? Fat Bastard?
Give me the photo.
FaceTime Jules. Remember Jules from first season?
Yeah. Avocado Jules?
Yes.
Okay.
Avocado Jules. And she goes, you look like you gained 100
give
pounds
me the picture.
Overnight.
I like, can't.
You're going to swipe right. Okay?
Okay. Give me it.
This is not exaggerating.
Tracy,
a scarf didn't cover it. Keep going. Keep fucking going. It gets worse. My neck and my chin were connected like
Jessica,
this.
I can't even hold the phone.
Tracy, look at this
I'm
picture.
I'm looking at it from across the
I look like a 90-year-old woman. My chin and my neck were one. Please.
I'm glad you're enjoying this.
I slowly died.
There's going to be some swelling. It looks like you ate a fucking family.
I look like I ate me. Tracy, I did not. I slept with a scarf, a winter scarf. It's 90 degrees. I have the air conditioning on. And I slept with a scarf. I did not want Dennis looking like. I didn't want him to be able to picture this.
I'm crying. These are the ones.
And I will never fucking post these pictures ever. I will never. I look like Fat Bastard. Tell me that's not Fat Bastard. Keep swiping for Fat Bastard.
I can't. Oh, my God. Jessica, people need to understand why I'm in tears right now.
Tracy, It's the worst beauty decision I've ever made.
Like this in my life.
Look at this picture.
You guys, I'm gonna have an ass one time.
Look at me smiling.
Wait, you see that? Do you fucking see that? Do you see that?
I fucking can't.
It's jiggling.
I'm wheezing.
It's still not better. I've got a shit to do. I can't be trapped in my fucking house any longer.
Jessica, you have to post these pictures. Just one.
Can you
just
feel one? Coming, people. Oh,
no,
here.
I'm not feeling it. I'm skeeved out from here. Don't
By
you
the
touch
way,
me.
It's totally
Don't
numb.
Fucking touch me. It's feel so it. Gross. On, oh my God, it's so off. Gross.
Feel my chin.
I can't.
Give it a little squeeze.
No, I don't want to squeeze it. I can barely touch it. I'm like fucking skeeving out. Oh my God. Why is it rubbery?
It's fucking rubbery.
You guys, I can't even put it into words. I cannot breathe.
And like, I've Googled it and I looked at other people. Like, other people definitely swole, but like,
Jessica, it looks like you devoured a fucking small village. You have 17 chin.
You
and
understand
you don't post
why.
A picture of this so everyone
no,
else can
no,
gasp like
no,
I'm.
Yes. Just take this in, okay? When I walk home alone, because I'm not leaving my house, and I'm like, you could hear my footsteps, you know? And I could feel the jiggle in my chin. I felt like
I'm
I was
leaving.
1,000
I'm
fucking pounds.
Out. I can't even handle this anymore. I'm done.
I'm so glad that I was finally able to get this off my shoulder.
Thank God you
but
recorded
like now
this
that you're looking at me,
know.
Do you see it a little bit? Like now that I'm laughing? Like
no,
like,
no. Jessica, what I just witnessed was like the most foul thing I've ever seen in my life. These pictures, you better have this
you're
bomb jawline.
You're
welcome. Oh my God. All right. Next. Thank you, next.
Oh, how about this? My man makes me beat his pork sword.
You better stop with this pork sword thing.
I swear to God.
There's not way two people use that term. There's no, or that's the same person over and over again. There's no way. I'm sorry.
My man makes me.
Pork sword. Go.
My man makes me beat his pork sword in newly purchased purses. He buys me empty, of course. Cleanup's a bitch. A girl's got to do what she's got to do to get that Louis. Bad example, right?
That is a bad example.
That
you are
is...
a baddie for sure. Somebody wrote 16. He always wanted to 69 with him on top, a.k.a. his balls hitting my forehead. See ya. See ya. Oh, my
I
God.
I had this guy ask me to play with his asshole during sex. I had another one who always needed two water bottles during sex. He liked to slowly spit water on my V and ass while we were having. It's so much work.
It fetishes like, are a lot of fucking
having
work.
Having sex with
being
let me
like,
get this
let
water
me
bottle.
Get, yeah. Oh, I got to get the
Way
water bottle
Way to ruin
for you.
The mood.
Oh, my God. My cousin's husband loves to watch her take a shit. Goodbye. Goodbye. Jessica's dying inside.
I'm horrified. Oh, okay, this. Two short stories. One time I was asked by a 45-year-old BDSM master to get on my knees while he put a collar and leash on me. I could have been strangled at any moment. Yeah, can we talk about maybe safety during this? Like,
yeah,
that's
like,
crazy.
I've been choked before, and, like, you go out for a minute. Like,
what?
You go out.
You're getting choked so you pass out?
Not choked so hard that
oh
you pass
God,
out, but
you
like
are the
you
worst
feel like
ever.
You feel oh like God. The lack of oxygen to your brain for a second, and then like he's got to let up, otherwise you die.
Right. Oh wait, this is the best. I could have been strangled any moment. And then she wrote, "Kind of hot." The second story is about how my main fetish is voyeurism. Ooh, I'm a 24-year-old woman who loves to flash her pussy. On chat
did you just,
sites.
Did you know just the low ones- key say pussy? Can you please be a bitch, not be a bitch?
People are listening to this in the office and you're just going to hear.
Oh, then that's their problem. We say it in the title. Bad examples.
So this person, you know how like people go on chats and they like men flash their dicks?
Yeah,
she
which
like,
also look stop with the dick pics.
She wrote, I like to go on chat sites when all you see are dicks and flash my huge bush. It comes out of nowhere. I love the attention.
Oh my God. Chat roulette.
Exactly.
Chat roulette. Exactly. I've been on that with a friend because we heard me and Sammy did this one time. Someone was like, you have to go on chat roulette. It's so funny. So we went on it and it was like dick after dick after yeah. And I was like, I think chat roulette, we've
so
had
this
enough
girl
of chat
thinks
roulette.
Think this girl is seeing dick after dick and then all of a sudden she's showing her
wow.
own shit.
Oh, Bush, I can't.
So tickling, we didn't talk about that, but that is another huge
tickling?
Fetish. Yeah. Ever hear of a tickle chair? It's a thing.
No, people I would buy, die. Okay. I hate being tickled.
So this is what they do, right? So that you, they get a thing called a tickle chair and it straps you in.
No, I would die. I'm like, oh my
and
God.
Then people tickle you. And then people tickle you.
Ew, that's the worst. I hate that. There's nothing I hate more when he holds me down and tickles me and I kick him in the face. And yeah, I'm like, it's get horrible. Off of me.
Oh my God. Listen to this one. Diddling my pork sword slot while looking at Trey and Jay eating tacos. Wish it was taco, my taco they were munching on. That's two pork sword comments. That's fucking
this
two.
Girl is just said she was diddling her pork sword slot. Wishing that we were munching. I'm goodbye. I'm gonna move along because
pork sword slot.
No, I fucking cannot. Who wrote that?
These are all anonymous, you lucky fucks.
Yeah, well, mine are not anonymous. This one says, dressing up in panties and a bra and stabbing himself in the balls while I laugh at him.
Wow.
God, this is fucking aggressive.
Batty Roulette.
This is a theme song. I'm fucking
done. Actually hate you.
All right, Batty Roulette, you.
Oh, shit. How do I stop being attracted to fuckboys?
You're always going to be attracted to fuck
everyone's.
Boys.
That's why they're called fuck boys because
they're amazing.
They have something that we can't stop
obsessing
looking
over.
For. Yeah, it's weird. Luckily, like some, hopefully, some part of your marriage is fuck boy, like 2% fuck boy. So like you always have that attraction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like hopefully you marry somebody who's like maybe I would say 10% fuck boy. No.
You need that. It's
you need a
swag.
It's swag, and yeah. That's what you need them to have in order to keep them your interest. Mm-hmm. And so we all want it like 10% fuckboy. Any more than that is either a one night stand or is a game or is a constant reminder of you never moving on. It's just not good.
I always say this about Denny because my ex was such a good guy. If I asked him to walk across the world for me, he'd put his shoes on, lace them up, go out the door. If
Lace
I asked
bad
Dennis
up.
To walk across the world for me, he'd laugh in my face.
See, but his 10% fuckboy.
But that's what keeps me hanging on. You
that's
know
his
what
fuckboy.
I mean?
Like, yeah. That's his like telling me to fuck off is his fuckboy.
Yes.
It's his swag. It's
so like you can find a guy that still has got that, but still treats you good. The fuckboys that like literally are shitheads.
No, those are the ones that are going to call you at 2 a.m. and be like, yeah, I just got out of the club. You want to come over? And then when you say no, they're going to be like, you know what? Don't ever call me again. Delete my number. And then all of a sudden you're like, why can't I stop thinking about them?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're 100% fuckboy. You only go 10%. You do not go over 10%. Once you go to 20, you're losing control. 30 is out of control. Once you've hit 50, you are literally, you're a rug. You're a doormat. You're a rug. They're going to walk all over you. End of story.
10% fuckboy. That's all you need. You need it, but
you
that's
need
all.
The 10%. You can't lose that. Once you lose that 10%, you're going to cheat on them because if they don't have that one piece of fuckboy holding you on to you, making you cling for more,
it's just unrealistic to tell you, like, don't look for a fuckboy. You're going to always fall for the fuckboy.
Yeah, those are the ones that, you know, that you're attracted to sexually, and those are the ones that end up fucking you over. So if you have 10% is our max, ladies.
Yep.
10% fuckboy, baddie advice. The baddie manual says 10%.
Yep. If they're 100% fuckboy,
that's what they are. Just stop. Even if they're 50% fuckboy, you've lost all control.
Right. We got to take a baddie roulette break. Denny's calling. Hey, babe.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Fucking Chipotle's canceled. There's a line out the door.
Chipotle's been canceled.
All right, babe.
Christmas is canceled.
There's nobody around.
All right.
Hold on one second.
All right, baddies. We're gonna take it. Like, you know what? We're going to take a really quick commercial break. All right, guys, we're going to talk about online counseling that is super easy, super affordable, super quick. It's called BetterHelp. If you are going through any of this, depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, anger, self-esteem issues, family conflicts, LGBT matters, BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who are specialized in those things to help you. And anything that you share is confidential. And what's really great about BetterHelp is it's so simple how they structure it. You're going to go online, you're going to fill out a questionnaire, and they're going to take your answers and they're going to match you with a counselor that is perfect for you. That's betterhelp.com/bad examples. online counseling all over the world.
3,000 therapists all over the world, all over the country. You're going to be able to help pick your therapist if you don't like the one that you're given. You're going to you're gonna be given a great therapist, but if that one is not right for you, you can go and choose a different person.
Think about
which is
how
like,
annoying it is. Like, if you're getting, going to a therapist, you have to go through insurance. It
no,
becomes
it's
a whole fucking thing.
It's very annoying. And this is, everything you share is confidential. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you're not happy, and it's not for an extra charge. You're just changing therapists. You don't get charged for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's available on your desktop, mobile web, Android, iOS apps. Video and phone sessions are both available. You could even text, video, chat, whatever. There's so many different communications made simple for you.
And we get that therapy is expensive, so financial aid is available to those who qualify.
Plus, you get 10% off your first month with discount code BADEXAMPLES when you go to betterhelp.com/badexamples.
This is a secure, convenient, professional, and affordable place to let out your emotions and get help. But this is not a crisis line. So again, you're going to go to betterhelp.com/badexamples and get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hi. Is this weird that I'm calling you? I'm sneak attacking you right now.
Are you? Is that what's happening?
I want to play Best Fiends.
Play. Let's go.
I love that, like, I have to call you to, like, make an official date.
Oh, yeah. We have a Best Fiends date.
They're just the cutest. I just love Best Fiends. Just the cutest little characters ever. Baddies, you need to play Best Fiends with us because it's free to download.
I feel like more people should be.
We're giving you the gift of not just for adults. Like, you can play when you're bored. You don't need internet service to play, but you can give it to your kids. Like, you and your kids could do it together.
No, it's fun. I like it. It's competitive. It makes me feel, like, successful when I get to levels that I didn't reach before.
And like, anybody can play. Like, I feel confident. Like, I can play this with Joanne. You know what I mean? Like, I just love how they update it, you know, monthly. And you not only get new levels, but, you know, like, it's in theme. Yeah. And you don't need internet to play. Great for traveling. You literally play anywhere. Guess what? You don't even need a promo code. Just download it for free in the App Store or Google Play. Engage your brain with fun puzzles. Collect tons of cute characters. With over 100 million downloads, this is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game. It's a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's what, Tracy? Friends what? Without the...
It's friends without the arm. Best Fiends.
All right, let's go play.
We are literally talking all about strippers from men, from a stripper, from girls who are concerned about them. We are addressing the problem because we've learned that insecurities is mostly for the strip club. And we don't know why, but we're here to solve it.
We're like detectives.
We are. It's like
Detectives Trey and Jay.
Dick Tracy, please.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'll take a round of applause for that. Dick bend, Tracy. Bend. Thank you.
Yeah, like we are trying to solve
we
this
mystery.
We just
don't get it. We don't fucking get it. Corey and Denny are allowed to go. So we don't understand and we're trying to get
crack
in your minds.
The case.
We're cracking the fucking case right now. We want to investigate the files.
Wine right over.
Yeah, we want to know all about why guys are not allowed there. Like, can we talk about really quick, like, why you think your man is so hot that, like, a stripper would want him? Like, Corey's smoking hot. Okay, no stripper wants him.
Yeah.
I know that. They don't want
him. I know
they
what
have,
you mean.
They usually have their man at home, and they're here working for bills. Like, they're not like, oh, I'm so hot that I come to strip so I can get other girls' guys. No, they're like, I have to pay the electric bill.
Like, most of your men do not look like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, your man is not Bradley Cooper.
Your man is
your
not.
Your man is not Channing Tatum. He's some average Joe from the middle of your fucking state, and nobody cares. Nobody cares about him. I'm glad you think he's
Chris Pratt. Your man is not any of these men. Like, no girl, when they
walk
into our ways, unless your man is Thor.
Yeah.
If you're dating Thor,
don't
let
him
go
to a strip club. Do not let Thor go to the strip club because everyone wants Thor.
But
so
I think some of us like need perspective. Like, yes, yeah. I'm attracted to my husband. You're
Denny's
attracted
gorgeous,
to Corey, but like,
but he's not gonna get every stripper at the club no. to divorce their men.
We walk into a restaurant, girls aren't taking their panties off and throwing them at him. No, like, it's just not
like
happening.
Literally, girls are not having sex with Corey on the counters when we go out to dinner. Like, they're not that into him. Like,
have some perspective, ladies.
He's a gorgeous guy, but even they don't want him. Girls, yes. And your guys are probably good looking. We're not doubting that. Let him have some air or he will be going out and looking for something else.
Yeah, that is true.
Let him breathe. Get him a fucking inhaler. Let him breathe.
So I have a White Claw for me, for Tracy, and our special guest,
Alan.
Baddy Daddy, who's never had one ever.
Ready? Oh.
Crack him.
Crack. Cheers.
Oh my God, I want to watch Alan's face. He's drinking it. He's sipping. Oh, he's pursing his lips. He's looking at it weird. Oh, he's crinkling his nose. Oh, no, he's giggling.
He said, the fuck is
Are your
this
nipples
shit?
Hard?
Yeah.
No.
White Claw doesn't turn you on?
I've never been a big fan of sparkling water.
Oh,
but
that's
I will
why.
Say
the mango.
You can actually taste this. This is better than like LaCroix, which is a whisper of
a
flavor.
What a fucking mess that
is. A whisper of a flavor.
Oh.
All right, this is the third episode in a row, White Claw, so like hit a bitch up.
Hit a bitch up.
If we're not actually begging, this is us begging for your sponsorship at this point because we have done numerous shout outs for you. Hit a bitch up.
But did you guys know that they're saying that they've like run out of them? They're like they're out of, they're so in demand that they couldn't produce them fast enough.
Well, yeah, they're also like 40 other companies that have now jumped on the bandwagon.
There's a lot of lookalikes. It's like once you have a name, people only want that name. They don't want anybody else. They don't want your ShopRite brand.
ShopClaw.
Yeah.
RawClaw. Oh, are you? Do you have your six stages?
I have six stages to moms.
I
want to
hear it. I do.
This is the category. We're going to tell you how to deal with them, obviously, but this is how you figure out which one your mother-in-law is. You have a superhero. This is superhero moms are supportive. They love you instantly. They're going to become your new best friend. They're your shopping partner. They're the ones that you could talk shit about their son and they laugh and joke about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like to my mother-in-law, oh my God, your son doesn't know how to fucking pack his own baseball bag.
I thought you were
going to
say your son doesn't know
it.
How to fuck. I was like, whoa.
No, whoa. And she'll be like, ugh, that's because I did it his whole life. Like, it's my fault. And I'm like, yeah, it's your fucking fault. And we laugh about it. That's one mother-in-law.
That's a Joanne type.
That's the superhero.
Yeah.
Then you have the next best thing. That's the nice one. You have good conversation with her. You don't spend every moment with her, but she's there when you need her for something. You can call her and be like, hi, do you know if your son's around, blah, 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 and she'll help.
That's awesome.
The jabber.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, Lord.
She's nice to your face, and then behind your back, she takes jabs at you.
Ooh.
To everyone who will listen. She low-key complains about your parenting or your wifing or your girlfriend abilities. But to your face, she's nice. That's the jabber. Then you have the smother. This is the one that's jealous of your relationship because you are dating her son.
Well,
she's basically reminds you all the time that he's a mama's boy. Oh, like, oh, yeah, that's just how he is. He's a mama's boy. You know, he loves his mom. You can never do enough for him. You don't do his laundry right. She comes over and does his laundry. You don't cut his meat right. She'll still come and do that. She'll wipe his ass.
You don't cut his meat right.
Yeah, no, this is the type, this is a smother that, like, basically she expects you to step up and be her, but reminds you that you'll never be her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the smother. Then we have the sabotager.
Ooh.
This is the passive aggressive mom who ruins the most important moments of your life.
I have chills.
This is the one who's going to make something happen on the day that you give birth. Something good happens for her. This is the mom that's going to not be able to come to your shower because she has to get Botox that day. This is the mom who's going to ruin your engagement somehow. This is the mom that's going to literally try to destroy you, but like not in a in like an outward way, but like still like smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the monster-in-law. This is the overall cunt. She constantly fights with you. You dread having holidays because you know you have to spend time with her. She embarrasses you in front of everybody. This is the one that you avoid, and this is the one that will ultimately ruin your actual relationship because there's no relationship to be had when the mother is that
when it gets
aggressive.
That toxic. Yeah.
So those are the six different types. You choose which one yours is. You can have a mixture. You could be like, oh, I have a little bit of a superhero with a smother here and there. That's mine.
Like my my mother-in-law is great. She but she's still like, yeah, that's my baby boy. He could yell at me and 2 seconds later I'll go buy him something. Like that's mm-hmm. just how that is. It's, you know, a lot of moms are like that. That's like the probably the most popular combination, I would say. I will probably be that combo. I'm great with her if I like her and you don't fucking do something stupid. I'll be great to you. I'll be your best friend. But like always remind you that, like, you know, that's my son. If I have to do it, I will.
Wow.
That's I'll be the I'll be the smother superhero.
Smother superhero. Yeah. So did you get along with Corey's mom right away?
Mm-hmm.
She liked you right away.
Yeah. Like the first thing that she said to me was, he's your problem now. And then goes, but he's always going to be my baby.
Aww.
And I was like, of course. And then she was like, you know, we laughed, whatever. She's the one who I still complain, like, oh, he can't do this or he can't do that. And she'll be like, yeah, that's because we spoiled him.
Right.
You know, she'll like laugh it off. We never argued ever. Not once. Me and Bonnie once argued. I don't know. She's very easy. She also had a lot going on with sicknesses and stuff. So I was always there for her for that. So she saw that. She also saw a few situations where there were like fights that broke out between my husband and somebody. And I had his back and she witnessed that and thought like, wow, he'll always be taken care of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw things from me that she was not concerned about. Like I saw things from her that I was like, well, it's concerning because I'll have to step in and do it. But you raised him well, like that type of thing.
Right.
So you. As I drink.
I had a rocky start with my mother-in-law, but that's only because of Dennis. I totally blame Denny for this. So quick story. Ready?
I'm here for it.
Drink? Everybody drink?
Mm-hmm. We're drinking.
It was, and I'll remember, we're from the same hometown. So it was Thanksgiving Eve. Everybody was home, okay? Mm-hmm. So we went out near home. And now Denny had his own place, but we all decided to sleep in New Milford, where we all grew up, mm-hmm. right? So we went out, we got drunk, and Denny's like, oh, come back to my house. Like, come sleep in my basement. Like, my parents, and whatever lie he fed me, my parents won't know. They won't see you, yeah. whatever.
Oh, the basement. Oof.
Went to his basement. Mind you, he has his own place. So I'm in
the basement of his mom's house. How typical.
I'm in come the basement in of his mom's basement. House.
Sleep in my like, basement. Don't
like
die.
Someone's gonna murder
yeah, don't
you.
Die.
Yeah.
Thank God she knew him growing up.
Come sleep.
Yeah.
Quotes.
Come fuck me in my mom's basement yes, is what exactly. he's saying to you.
So fell asleep, whatever. We don't set an alarm because we're not responsible.
Oh my
and
God,
the next
is
morning is Thanksgiving Day. And I emerge from the stairs. Think picture this.
Like
okay?
the little troll.
I've got on
under
a
the
little
bridge.
Skirt. I've got nerd glasses on.
Oh my God. This is the worst morning.
Last
after.
Night's makeup and the sun is shining so bright. I'm like a vampire the first time they've seen the light, okay? And there are his parents, like they've been awake for 5 fucking hours.
Oh my God.
And just like
Ellen just got
and
chilled.
The thing is like they know me from town. Do
yeah,
you know what
you're
I
a little
mean?
Jess Romano.
So
like this
like,
is not
what
happening.
It was the most awkward, uncomfortable, and I'm like, Denny, what the fuck, they're not supposed to be here, let alone sipping coffee staring at me as yeah. I'm exiting their house.
Yeah.
So that was my first, like, you know, whatever with them, okay? Mm-hmm. Then we start dating, and they've already got this, like, judgmental opinion of me. And
because
I'm on
you fucking morning after right. their fucking kitchen.
Now, I'm on reality TV. Now, that, listen, my in-laws are no bullshit people. They don't give a fuck about that stuff. Like, we're like, I've dated guys who, like, their mom's like, oh, my God, you're so pretty. I love you. Like,
yeah,
they don't
I've watched
around.
You on TV.
I try to don't do. Care. Denny's mom is always like, are you doing that voice to try to manipulate me again? I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God. What the I just broke into a cold sweat
because I'm always like, hello. And she's like,
are you doing that voice to manipulate me again?
She calls me out. She's like, don't do that voice with me. You know, like she's tough love.
The fear that's running through my blood right now, I can't even explain.
Should we drop the beat?
I mean,
Alan, drop the beat. Tracy DeMarco.
Oh, my God.
Dimly Wit. Jess Hottie. Bad examples. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Tracy. Get into it, bitch. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Another year wiser. Another year fatter. Older than a dinosaur. It doesn't matter. Who we gonna hear from? We don't know. It could be a friend or someone we've blown. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Hey. The birthday show. The birthday show. Did you love it? Okay, no, you get the second verse, Trey.
Fuck, I do.
He is there for us, now he's there for you. Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
Oh my god.
All right.
Of course you would know what a dongle is.
I just was informed you have like this incredible fuckboy story, yeah. And I need to know it.
Yeah. I do. Okay. I have two fuckboy stories.
I need
stories,
the tea. I hope it's piping hot.
The tea is very hot. I used to, like, off and on for, like, 7 years, would see this this guy who, he was my barista at Starbucks. That's how we met.
Stop it.
Classic.
And so over the course of 7 years, I would say, like, he would fuck up, and then I would fuck up, and then there would be time in between. So then fast forward a few years into this 7-year saga, and I'm sitting at home minding my own business, watching Saturday Night Live.
Excellent.
And there's a very famous artist doing a performance of their song with a mime doing sign language. And I was like, oh my God, I blew that mime.
Imagine being able to say I blew that mime.
Wait, are you telling me right now the barista was the mime?
He
made Starbucks coffee and didn't talk. This is fucking brilliant. I want to date a barista who doesn't.
Wait, what?
It's amazing.
All right, sorry. Keep going.
So he was really good at sign language, which is how this artist found him and then made him like dress up like a mime and do this sign language.
Amazing.
So he does this.
Wait, are you going to tell us who is the artist? I need to know. Like, was it 50 Cent? Like, Busta Rhymes?
It was Sia.
Sia. Wow. Of course, that makes perfect sense.
So,
by the way, everyone is about to Google that performance to know who the fuck. Yeah.
So a few weeks later, I see him at Starbucks and we start having this great conversation. And like, he was doing the stuff with Sia and I was doing the film with the girls from Orange is the New Black. So I was like, oh, we're in such great places in our life. Like, yeah. And we have this amazing conversation and we're texting and it's wonderful. And then, so I text him the next day, no answer. I text him the day after that, no answer.
What the fuck?
2 weeks later, I see that he fucking moved to Texas and didn't tell me.
What the fuck? Wait. Okay. Your barista / acting mime, over 7 years, you guys have been talking, and he moves to Texas.
And doesn't tell you because you didn't sign it to him? Like, why didn't he tell you? He just bounced
this
on you.
This is so fucked up.
I mean, we weren't, like, it's not like we were in a 7-year relationship. There were just, like,
but you had a relationship
of time
fuck
over the course of seven
fuck
years
boy.
That
fuck
we
boy.
Would.
That's what fuckboys do.
Wait, B, I have a, how did you find out he moved to Texas?
On Instagram.
Oh,
did he start? Did he start adding his location?
No, I just see like, oh, moved into my apartment in Texas. And like, this is, I had no idea when we reconnected and we had like this amazing conversation and we're like texting and sexting and then like radio silence after that.
What
and then
the
I
fuck?
See that he moved to Texas.
Did you send nudes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. He took your nudes to Texas.
Oh my God, I don't want to know what earmuffs.
Jess is such a saint. I can't
wait. Brandon,
yeah,
did you ever confront him?
No, not really.
It
I
wasn't
don't care
worth
anymore.
It he's a fuck boy
and you haven't talked to him
yeah
since?
I mean, because this is like the thing is that over this course of 7 years, like I said, it was very spread out, but and we were never in a relationship, but things would either be
See,
really
this
good
is the difference
and then
between men and women, I'm going to have to say, because if one of your friends was on and off with a guy for 7 years, they take, like, a girl's, we take, like, we claim stake. Like, you know, that is our property. It's been 7 motherfucking years.
No, the
you
gays
were
are
just
so
wait,
good
you were just
about,
talking about
like,
this
being
to me
cool.
The other day. Like, yeah. One of your friends, yeah. Like, That's theirs now. It's over X amount of time. Like, a girl would flip out. And if the guy moved to fucking Texas, the girl would lose her mind.
The girl would maybe fly to Texas.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
she may, yes, like, delta the shit out of this, yes, and fly there.
She may purchase an airline just so, yeah, she could just see, so she could go stalk there him and on the bitch weekends. Him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's what girls do. That's why the gays are so much better off. Like, girls are fucking crazy. Fuck boys. Yes. Fuck up our brains and, like, manipulate us.
I feel like it's men because it's men dating men, and men are just like,
men,
okay,
are just whatever. It's like, girls are the problem. Problem. Like, girls are literally the reason, because gay relationships don't have that many problems.
I mean, Brandon, I respect the, like, you know, whatever. Fuck him. Like, you know, moving
I
on.
Love that you fucked a fuckboy mime. That's, like, so a sign language, an ASL fuckboy mime.
Brandon, put that in your Instagram hashtag profile fuck right boy now. Mime. It should say nothing else. It should say Brandon fucked a mime.
Fucked a mime. Period. Love drunk period. Life.
Love drunk life.
Fucked a mime.
Hashtag Colada. Oh, incredible. No, that's not Starbucks.
He moaned in ASL.
Oh my God.
All right, what's the second story? I don't know if you can top that one, dude.
No, there's no going back.
There's no going
all right,
back.
So this is short. This is not someone that I was dating, but this is, I know it's your friend, Jessica.
Whoa.
that I used to text with and talk on the phone with a lot. We did not date, but
Jessica's
your
face
friend
is
John,
puzzled as fuck right now. John? Do you know John?
Wait, his name's John?
Yeah, John, who didn't come to your wedding.
Oh,
wow. I didn't even go there. Shots fired. I didn't even think of that. Okay, let's do this.
Carry on.
So, I mean, so this is a short story, but I just think
it's funny.
Just
like his short dick, but go on.
Whoa. Guys, there's so many shots being fired right now. I'm uncomfortable. Go.
So we were like, there was just a point, like he had come to some of my plays and we started texting and we would talk on the phone and stuff like that. And, you know, it was like, we never went out on a date or anything, but when we were texting and shit, it definitely was, like, flirtatious. And so somebody, I don't know if it was you or Briella, but somebody was like, I think he has a boyfriend. So the next time I talked to him, and I was like, yo, do you have a boyfriend? And he says, would I be talking to you like this if I had a boyfriend? Oh. And I was like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. And then he just goes, oh, you. So he never answered.
What?
I think he had a boyfriend.
So he did?
How do you know this? We knew this? We confirmed this? I have no memory of
anything. No, I don't know for sure, but he never answered, and I had heard that he had a boyfriend.
He
so
definitely
I
did,
asked.
I think.
This is the problem with fuckboys. Yeah. They usually have a, like, you know, happy meal on the side.
If you ask a fuckboy a question and their response is, oh, you.
Oh, you, or
yeah,
you're crazy.
I know.
That's such fuckboy material.
Oh, you, run for the hills. Say, okay,
bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Brandon, has there been any new loves in your life recently?
Just my right hand.
Oh,
same.
So now,
wifey for lifey.
No, I'm so sad and alone. So if you know anyone.
Oh my God, everyone give a fucking virtual hug to Brandon. That was,
dude,
the saddest thing I've
ever
heard.
Why can't we use this podcast for, like, a love connection?
I think we should
wait.
Matchmaker?
Done. Next up,
Brandon. In it to win it. Let's set people up. Let's
okay, we're doing a matchmaking episode with you, Brandon, a few episodes down. And we're going to get you a man.
Well, look, Pride is coming up. Gay Pride is coming up.
Oh, when is Pride?
So
because I got the perfect dresses June. For my kids.
Perfect.
Oh,
we'll do a Gay Pride episode. We'll do it. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. Gay
I'm
Pride.
I'm so excited
loving
right
it.
Now.
And this we're going to find you a boyfriend.
Yeah, we are going to find you a boyfriend.
Let's play female.
We're
going to
take this
applications.
This is what we're doing right now. Yeah, this is what we're going to do. Anybody listening right now, follow
Gay
Bad
Pride
Examples Podcast on Instagram.
Let's see.
Direct message us. If you have somebody for Brandon,
a single gay,
if you, not
just for Brandon, we'll set Brandon up and then we'll set other gays up, like, but, Gay Pride.
Well, let's hold on, relax.
I want to set everybody up right now.
Brandon,
I want to
tell us
rainbow.
Your like type. What is your? What do you look for in
he
a dude?
He told us unshaved.
Oh yeah.
He loves
type,
a little.
I've been like, I don't have a type,
oh my
but
God,
someone
I have a type.
Who. Like, not necessarily physical type, but mm-hmm. mentally, like, they have to have their own thing going on. Mm-hmm. They can't be lazy. They have to be motivated and passionate and just have their own thing going on because I don't need to see them.
Okay, who's your celebrity
day.
Crush so we know who to match you with?
My celebrity crush?
Oh my God.
I want to know who your type is. This will define your type right now.
See, Brandon's like, he's an intellectual. So like if you're creative because you're artsy,
you don't look at looks. You look at like the brain. See, I'm not artsy. I'm dumb as fuck. So I look at the arms.
Yeah, I like, I don't have a, I feel like I have a good answer for this, but I'm so tired that all that's coming to mind is Andy Cohen.
Yes, that works.
Oh
that
my
works,
God,
babe.
I love that. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
Like, he's such a boss, so, like, and I don't get jealous of people's success, so, and he would always be more successful than me, so any success I had, he wouldn't be jealous of, because sometimes that happens.
See, I love that, Brandon.
Brandon, I have one more question, so, like, I know, actually, Andy Cohen's talked about this before, like, he's a top, so if... Like,
is he? He gives me bottom vibes.
No, he's
I don't
a
know.
Top. So, like, in the gay community sometimes, like, I know that if you're, like, if you don't match, like, sometimes that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. I would say that I could learn to match with someone if I liked them.
Wow. I can't even learn to match. I am for sure
when
a
it
top
comes to
before
that.
A bottom.
Okay. So, you could learn to match. We want someone creative, someone smart. Someone
who's got
your
their
schedule.
Shit together. Yep. Someone who's got like interesting things going on.
Right. Okay.
So, gay community, reach out to us. We're setting you up with gay best friend.
Bad example.
What to do?
What I'd like to do is have at least 3 different options for Brandon to pick and choose from.
Man,
and
I'm so excited
about
this.
We'll set him up on a date and we'll have them go out and then we'll hear what happened during and we'll do it for.
I
for
feel
gay
like
Pride
Patty
Month.
Stanger right now.
Oh my God.
Brandon, thanks so
this
much.
Is so
for
fucking epic.
Calling in and
we
for
love you.
Those 2 stories are really
you
good.
So
you're officially mime boy.
Change your Instagram right now.
No,
fuck
do
mime.
It.
Change it to fuck to mime. Hashtags.
Love you, B.
Love you.
Bye.
Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
So what do you do with 3 kids on the beach?
It's fucking miserable. I don't go by myself ever. I'll never, ever, ever be at a beach by myself. I have to have like at least 2 adults with me to go to a beach.
So will the kids go like in the water? Like how does that work? Are
they
allowed?
The girls love the water.
They do?
I don't really.
How do you watch them all? It gives me anxiety.
No, my kids don't run away. They stay always where I could see them without me having to tell them because I've showed them videos of kids getting kidnapped. I know it's terrible, but like
God,
you got
to
put a little, have to put a little fear into like. Kids for understanding like sometimes like they don't get it and you don't want to like let them learn the hard way so you have to like instill
so
fear.
What did you YouTube a video of a child getting kidnapped
child kidnapping
okay y'all heard it here first
it's Treyway parenting that's how it is listen I scar my kids but they're like they always say to me like I'm like stay where I can see you and they're like we know you don't want anyone to take us and I'm like I know yeah that's it and they're very aware of it
I hope the therapist that is working with Jaden in 20
one
years
day.
This episode and can pinpoint this moment and say this is not your fault.
No, I do that to them too like every time I cook them something and they're like I don't want that and I'm like okay time to pull up childhood hunger and I show up like kids that don't have food and I'm like you know what you're very ungrateful because you have all this food and you don't appreciate it and I feel like it's
how
just real life situations. It's Treyway like parenting.
Google as a mom and just be like, oh, time to Google hunger. Time to Google kidnapping.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
What I do. I do it for like everything. Whenever they
you
want to
go in the ocean? Shark attack.
Yeah.
Google that shark attack.
And like we were watching that one where the shark like swam up on that boat the other day and because they were like,
that was nuts.
Because my mom's best friend has a boat and they're like, can we go out on the boat? Can we swim in the ocean? I'm like, no. And this is why, because there's sharks in the ocean. And look at the shark eat this buoy. No.
That buoy could have been a baby.
But also, my kids are not scared of things. Like, they watched that that movie, The Megalodon, where the monster shark ate everyone.
The Meg.
They watched that and loved it. They watched Jurassic Park with dinosaurs rip people apart, and they love it. They're like, oh my God, that dinosaur is so cool. And
dude,
I'm like,
your children are free.
Yeah, they're like, they're not scared. We have Halloween dolls that we put up that they're not scared of. Like, my kids just
have
don't have
told
fear
that
because...
What Skylar did to me?
I think we've told that one before, yeah. That, like, my kids show people the Halloween dolls in my basement to scare the shit out of people.
By calling them dolls, that is giving a visual. They are terrifying Halloween decorations
life
from
size,
hell.
Life-size, animatronic.
Horrible.
Demon-possessed.
And Skylar, sweet little blonde angel, takes my hand. Oh, Auntie Jessie, come here, look in the closet,
come look
Auntie
in the closet.
Jessie.
And it's like this 7-foot demon with wings.
Pitch black demon with wings. She starts cackling, and my heart stops.
Because it's in the dark and you have to turn it on and all of a sudden this huge demon is there.
And then I sit there and I go, do I really want children to play? Like,
what am, it's like, just my kids that are fucked up.
Oh
like that.
My God, demon wings. And she's cackling because she literally scared the shit out of me. I wasn't expecting that. She's a little girl. I don't think she's going to show me a demon with wings.
I know, my kids are fucked up. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, well, no wonder. They're probably YouTubing demons. Another thing I'm thankful for is the baddies, is the show.
So thankful for them. They're amazing.
They're so interactive. This whole year with them has been...
Unbelievable.
It's really, there are no words, you know. We have a group on Facebook called Club Baddie, and getting to know so many
it's
of you guys.
It's one of my favorite places on earth, Club Baddie.
It just makes you, guys, if it's the only place on the planet, it's literally drama-free.
Judgment-free zone, drama-free. People are not only not fighting in the group, they're becoming best friends.
Yes, like they fucking have a group chat.
They have a fucking secret Santa amongst them. Like, I fucking can't even understand that concept.
It's amazing. It's a feel-good group. And this year, we've made so many new friends with all the baddies. Yeah. And, you know, they've come to our events, our parties. And it's just been awesome. And then I have to be thankful for stories like these just to see your face.
My face?
As I read it.
You have a story?
Yeah. This is from one of our baddies. Are you ready?
You're making it to be very, making me nervous. I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So a friend of mine went on a date with this guy that she had met on a dating app.
Okay.
Sounds legit. Okay so far.
Seems legit.
This was their fourth date and they met up for a dinner. After they sat down to order the food, she left the table to go to the bathroom. When she comes back, they eat, have a good conversation, and they get the bill to close out. All of a sudden, her stomach starts turning, that diarrhea feeling, and she's like, oh my God, I am so sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. She doesn't make it in time, and she shits on herself. Embarrassed, she tells her date, I'm so sorry, I have to go home, I'm mortified, and he's like, don't worry, you can shower and change at my place.
What the fuck?
Now, this is their fourth
date. That's serial killer things. Okay.
This is their fourth date.
Okay.
I wouldn't feel comfortable going to someone's place after the fourth date.
Obviously not.
But so they go to his place. He takes her to the bathroom. She strips. She gets in the shower. And he says behind the door that, you know, he'll get her some clean clothes and a bag to put her dirty ones in. She says, thank you.
I can't imagine where this is going.
She proceeds to shower. When she's done, she gets out, sees the clothes clean on the bed. She puts her dirty clothes in the bag and realizes that her underwear is missing. She opens the door and sees him on the bed eating her shit. She screams. She calls the police from the bathroom. And the police come. The guy had already left his house, but the police told her that it was the third call they'd gotten about this guy. Basically, when she went to the bathroom at the restaurant the first time.
No.
Remember when she went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
He put a laxative in her water.
Yeah, I knew that was coming, but I just thought it was... like a way for him to get out of the date so he didn't have to proceed. And that was like his, if you don't feel good, we could do this another night and never call her again.
His fetish is eating poop.
I don't know how to respond to this story. I'm taking it in because I really thought this was going in a way different direction.
She
I knew he gave
herself.
Her the laxative because I saw that coming. However, I thought it was because he was over her and wanted to get out of the date.
How did you see that coming?
Why would she shit herself when she got up from the table, came back? It's such a fucking cliche move. But I thought it was because he was like not feeling her anymore and wanted the date to be over.
So you think
not
that
so
was
he
like...
could fucking eat shit out of her fucking panties.
So you thought his secret move was to drop laxative and gross
drinks?
Yeah,
so that
the
he was like,
bad.
I'm done. Like, if you have to go, I totally understand. Like when they have their friends call, I physically don't know how to respond to this because I'm sitting here like dumbfounded.
Yeah.
She found him eating her shit.
She came out of the shower and he's sitting on the bed eating her shit in her underwear. Her underwear was missing.
What patty is this?
It's a friend. It's a friend's experience.
I don't even have the questions that I should have because I'm so
speechless.
Yeah.
And like, you know what the worst part to me is? Not the guy eating the shit, is shitting on a date. Like, I just can't even imagine.
I mean,
in a
you've
restaurant,
been married and you're with Denny how long and you don't even talk
he
about.
He doesn't think I poop.
No. So classic.
Like, to me, I'd rather someone eat shit than like see me shit myself.
You would rather the guy you were about to fuck eat shit out of your underwear.
I just want to hear this correctly. That's what you're saying to me.
To me, her shooting herself at the restaurant makes me want to die. Die. At her fucking restaurant. What are you, child? You need to go into the fucking restroom and get changed, a diaper change? Like, that's fucking crazy. I don't even understand people who poop. There should be no toilets for pooping.
I'm done.
There should be no toilets for pooping at a restaurant.
I'm done.
You shouldn't be able to poop at a restaurant. This is fucking disgusting. You're there to eat, not to shit. What is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
And people that fucking shit immediately after they eat should just be contained to their home.
I am fucking legitimately flabbergasted by this story. I have not a fucking word of insight. I don't have anything.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So people first of all, there's a fucking disease called Coxsackie. It's called hand, foot, and mouth disease. And little kids get it because they go to the bathroom, they don't wash their hands, and they touch a toy, then a little kid touches the toy. Okay. But that's like a fucking virus in your body, a bacteria.
Like eating shit can happen.
How do you survive that? I don't even understand the concept. How do you survive that? Also, have you ever fucking been in a bathroom after someone's gone to the bathroom? It's fucking gag worthy.
Oh, I can't.
These people how did she make out with him these past three dates and not be like, why does your breath smell like you've been eating shit all day? These are the questions that I need to know. I need to know why she has been on three dates with this man, made out with him, I'm sure, a few times, if not once, and never stopped to think, this man's breath smells like he's been fucking eating shit. And she didn't like red flags. No, this is non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
Men who eat shit, literally, like non-negotiable. The fact that the police are involved is not a first offense, is offensive to me.
If you go on a date and you shit yourself and the guy says, don't worry about it.
Fucking flag. Non-negotiable. Red flag. He wants to eat your shit. That's what's going on here. Okay? He's not a nice guy or understanding. No guys are nice or understanding.
No.
He wants to eat your shit.
If a guy's understanding about you pooping your pants, he ain't the one.
He's not the one.
He ain't the one, sis.
No. Non-negotiable. Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Can you believe that?
No, I wish there are things in my life that I could have gone without knowing. Like, this was one of my major top three. I wish I literally could go my whole life without knowing this fun fact.
How many single baddies are going to listen to this and just be scarred on their next date?
I can't even imagine.
Like, take your fucking drinks with you on your dates. Go to the bathroom with your drink.
She's not being roofied. She's not being roofied. She's being laxed.
She's being poopied.
She's being poopied. You're not being roofied. You're being poopied. Oh, man. I wish I lived in any other world. I fucking can't.
In any other world. That's the thing. Like,
why is that normal here?
Into this world. Like, people are eating shit.
I have to worry about my daughter's going on a date with some guy who's going to lax her for poop?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know,
I'm fucking sitting here like can't even comprehend what we just were told.
If it wasn't for you baddies, we would not have. I can't even talk. I hate talking about poop.
Anyway,
I visualize the whole thing like a scene, like a Disney short.
I'm starting to like nervous scratch. Like
you're breaking down hives, bro.
Like hives are like withdrawing from heroin type, like fucking like I can't even exist right now. Just end it. Just please end the video because I'm going to fucking throw up. I'm just picturing him sitting on the bed eating fucking shit.
Yeah. So, you know, we appreciate those stories. Maybe not this one in particularly, but you guys are fucking awesome. Baddies, if you have a friend who hasn't heard the show yet, send them the best of season 2. Get them hooked. Get them addicted. Have them understand what you love. To hear more of the best of season 2, go to our YouTube page for an extended cut. Happy New Year, baddies.
Guys, we hope you loved the best of episode. We hope you got ready for your New Year's Eve plans while listening. We hope you have a very safe New Year's Eve. Do not drink and drive. Live your best life inside. Sleep on a couch somewhere. We don't want any phone calls and bad examples advice.
Yeah, be a good example
tonight.
It's your last
tonight.
Night to be a
it's
good
example.
It's
our one night where we're telling you not to be a baddie, to be a goodie.
You know what I love? We didn't talk about New Year's resolutions at all
because
we
don't
worst.
Have them.
We're the fucking
we
worst.
We think that we're perfect and we don't need help.
And I'm going to really ruin this episode by ending it saying, see you in 2020.
Oh my God, my vision is clear. 2020.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.